بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Before we begin today's session, I'd like to ask you brothers to raise your hands, those who have been attending this session, the Aqeedah class, since we started back in September. Those who never missed any class so far. If you have attended all, okay. Can you please ask you, those who have attended, if you can come this side. Okay, those who haven't missed any, if you come, please come this side, because you are special. Yeah, it's online. Obviously, online I can't see. I can't check. Yes, whether here or online. If you never missed, you missed one session. Okay, you are out then. Okay, jazakumullah khairan. Okay. So for you, I guess you have been taking notes, okay? So who amongst you can tell me which session is this? Fourth or fifth or sixth? You already have ikhtilaf amongst the fuqaha. Yeah, today is seventh, okay? Okay. One person at a time. Who can tell me what was the first topic we covered in the first session? Jazakallah khair. The very first session, we covered the important principles of Aqeedah or in related to Aqeedah. Jazakallah khair. Okay, second session. Anyone can raise hand? Yes? It was history of Aqeedah. Okay. Who can vote for him? Who can vote? Correct? Okay. Jazakallah khair. So second session was on the history of Aqeedah. Okay. Who is going to raise hand for the third one? Jazakallah khair. The importance and significance of the kalima. La ilaha illallah. Jazakallah khair. Is this correct? Okay. So three. Okay, what was the fourth one? I can give you a hint. Fourth and fifth was the same. And the types of ibadah. In the fourth and fifth session, we covered the definition of ibadah and the various types of ibadah. Okay, that's fourth and fifth. Last week was the sixth one. That should be fresh. And even those who didn't attend the previous sessions and those who attended last, who was here last week? Apart from these. Okay. Can I ask you, brother, what was the topic last week? Minor shirk, which means riya and showing off. Jazakallah khair. So today is the seventh session, inshallah. And you heard the topic. What was the topic? You probably received the message already. Okay. Okay, today we are going to talk about the iman. You can say the definition of iman. Okay, what iman is, and what is the relationship between iman and Islam, or if there is any relationship between iman and Islam, and how do we differentiate between the two? Okay, before I give the definition, as usual, I would like to hear from you. What is your understanding of iman? Anyone can raise hand? What does iman mean? Okay, the brother has replied, iman is to believe in So basically that we say we have six articles of Iman and belief. Okay. These are the pillars of Iman, but how do we define the actual Iman, the concept of Iman? When we say these are the six articles, six pillars, what do we do with these six? Believe. Okay. What does it mean? What does believe mean? Okay, to affirm whatever Allah has affirmed for himself. That is this one part of belief. Tawakkul. Tawakkul is again, is one of the branches of belief. Yeah, you're getting closer. Okay. Believing is from the heart. Okay. Anything else? Action of the limbs, and you utter the statement of the Tawheed of Allah and the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so the definition of Iman is that you believe within your heart, you testify by your tongue, and then in accordance with your testification, in accordance with your belief within your heart, you perform the righteous deeds. So three things together, remember. Iman consists of three things. Belief within the heart, the testimony of faith, basically you say with your tongue, whatever you believe within your heart, you say it. And the third one is the actions of the limbs. Limbs include the entire body, from your mind, including your heart, including your tongue, your ears, your eyes, your hands, your belly, entire body. Actions that are performed by the parts of your body, they are also part of Iman and belief. Is that clear? So Iman, we say, believing with the heart and testifying by the tongue and proving it through your actions. All three things together, they are called Iman. Okay? So this is the definition of Iman. Okay. When it comes to this definition, this particular definition that we said, believing within the heart and testifying by your tongue and then performing the righteous deeds or righteous actions according to your belief, this is something that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah have agreed upon. But there are scholars, there were scholars in the past who did not agree with it. They said the Iman is the belief within the heart and the testimony by the tongue. That is sufficient. That is Iman. That is complete Iman. According to them, the actions are something that is extra. Okay? Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, and that is the correct belief, the actions are part of Iman. Actions are part of Iman. And there are many evidences of that. Actions are part of Iman, and there are many evidences to prove this statement. One of them is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, "Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'un shu'bah." Iman has 70. In another version of the hadith says 60 branches. The word shu'ba, and translate the word shu'ba into branch, is not precise translation. Shu'ba can be translated as the levels, parts, categories. So iman consists of 60 or 70 branches, 60, 70 parts. So if we say iman is to believe within the heart and to utter the statement of the faith by your tongue, that is iman. What does the hadith mean then? What are those 60 or 70 branches or the parts or the shu'ab or the categories of iman? And the Prophet ﷺ further explained within the same hadith, didn't he say, the highest level or the most virtuous level or the most virtuous part or the category of iman is what? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, which is what? The statement, you say la ilaha illallah by your tongue. Okay? And he said the lowest and the weakest category and the shu'ba of iman is what? Imatatul adha anit tariq, removing harmful object from the path. Okay? That is what? Action. Removing something harmful from the pathway is what? Is an action. And the Prophet has given that an example, that is one of the branches of iman, one of the parts of iman. If iman was complete by belief of the heart and the statement, then what does this hadith mean? Are you with me? Understand? Okay. So I'm just giving a very brief and broad explanation of this, although there is a huge and big debate amongst the ulama and the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and from the other part, or the other, other side, which is the Asha'ira, Maturidiyya, Murji'a, Wa'idiyya, or all, they hold different kind of belief and their definition is different. So, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that the actions are part of iman. Again, the hadith continues. The same hadith continues. The afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq. Does anyone remember the next part of the hadith? Must have heard that hadith many times. No. Jazakallah khair. Al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, haya is a great part of iman. Haya is a great part of iman. Okay? And haya, the word haya, or the concept of haya, involves the belief, the statements, as well as actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. Haya is a great and huge and massive part of iman. Again, if iman was only the belief of the heart and the statement, then what does haya has to do with iman? Haya is something separate, something additional. So the correct opinion is the opinion of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that iman consists of the belief of the heart, the statement of the tongue, and the actions of the limbs, all three together. Okay. And once we have defined this, we come to know that iman fluctuates. Iman goes up and comes down. Iman increases and decreases. How does iman increase? How do you increase your iman? With amal salih, with righteous deeds. And it decreases with what? Disobedience. Okay, so iman does not stay the same. But the other side, they say, Iman does not increase and does not decrease. Why? It makes sense according to that definition. If Iman is the belief of the heart and the testimony of the faith by your tongue, then Iman is complete. Then it should not fluctuate, because the amal, the actions, are not part of Iman. You understand? So Iman shouldn't increase with amalu salihah, with righteous deeds, and should not decrease by disobedience or evil actions. Okay? That is why some of them have even said and declared that the Iman and the belief of Jibreel and the Iman of any Muslim is equal. Can that be equal? No. Does Jibreel commit any sin? No. Okay? Allah has protected the angel from committing sins and from disobeying him, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Okay? So how can Iman of the Jibreel and Iman of an ordinary Muslim be same? As a whole, the human beings are afdal and the better. Okay? Their status is higher than the angels, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed the angels to serve human beings in this dunya, on the day of judgment, even in Jannah. And Allah has prepared the Jannah for human beings. So in general, human beings are afdal, they are better. But to say the Iman of Jibreel and Iman of any Muslim is equal, it's not correct. So, al-amalu salih, the righteous deeds, they increase the iman of the person. And for this, you also have many ayat and many evidences from the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them is the second ayah of Suratul Anfal, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The true believers are those that when Allah is mentioned before them, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts start trembling. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited unto them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, those verses increase them in the iman. When they hear the recitation of the Quran, when Quran is recited unto them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, these verses increase their iman. In another ayah, in Surah Al-Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, talking about the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Okay, when Muslims, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi ajma'in, they were prevented by the people of Mecca from entering to Mecca and from performing Umrah. Okay, the long story. So Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is the one who revealed and sent down the tranquility within the hearts of the believers. لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that they increase in the iman, مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, although they already have the iman. They already have iman. لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. So Allah sent down the tranquility upon them, on them, and they were increased in their iman, in their belief. Okay? So these, and there are many other ayat as well, and many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, you must have heard the hadith of a famous companion, Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was seen one of the days sad. He was upset. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked him the reason for him being upset. He said, "Why do you feel sad? What's the matter?" He said, "Nafaqa Hanzala." He said, "I feel that I have become munafiqan, hypocrite." And why did he feel that? Because he felt within his heart that his iman is decreasing. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala asked him, he said, how do you explain that? Why do you say that you have become munafiq or you have that feeling? He said, because whenever I am in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I feel I'm in high spirit of iman and belief. But when I leave the gathering with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I go back to my family and I get busy with the matters of the dunya, then I don't have the same feeling. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala said, if that's the case, then I also have the same feeling. I also feel the same. Whenever I'm sitting with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, I have different feeling. And I feel that I'm very strong in my iman. But whenever I go back to my family and I get busy with my worldly stuff, then I feel the same, that I'm not on that spirit. And both of them, they decided, they said, okay, let's go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him and present our concern before him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they did go to the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam and they explained. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sa'atun fasa'ah. He said, there is time for that feeling and there is time for that feeling. Meaning, there is time when you have increased iman and there is time when you feel that your iman has decreased. And who did he say to? Abu Bakr. According to the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, afdalul bashari ba'da al-anbiya, the best human being after the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of this earth was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And if the Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Bakr that there is time for having when you have your iman increased and you have that feeling, and there is time when you feel that your iman has decreased, then it means and shows us, then all of us, we have the same feeling. The feeling you have within the masjid, you can't have when you are having a chat at the restaurant. Correct? Okay? So that shows that iman increases and iman decreases. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said to his companion Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, if you were to remain in that state with that feeling that you have when you are in my company, لَصَافَحَتْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, then the angels would come down and the angels would shake hands with you. Okay? But you can't stay in that state all the time. There's time for that, there's time for this. The feeling you have in your salah, it can't be same when you complete your salah, when you are out of salah. Otherwise, there will be no need for performing these righteous deeds or actions. If iman stays stagnant and the same state and level all the time, then what is the point of performing righteous deeds? So the point here is that the opinion of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that the righteous deeds are part of iman and they strengthen the iman, they contribute towards the increase of iman, and the evil actions or disobedience, it causes decrease in the iman. in the belief. Okay? I hope it is clear, inshallah. Okay. So we have defined Iman. What is the definition of Islam? Okay, by the way, the word Iman, we didn't discuss the lexical or linguistic meaning of the word Iman. Iman comes from the word, anyone studying Arabic? Is there anyone? Yes. Anyone? Amana, yes. A bit more. Amana, again, in the word Amana, you have additional alif. Without alif. The root word or the root letters are Hamza, Meem, and Noon. Aman. And what does Aman mean? Safety. Okay? And one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is derived from this word, Aman and Iman. What is that name? What is the beautiful name of Allah that is derived from this word? Mu'min, Al-Mu'min. Allah is Al-Mu'min. This is in Surah Al-Hashr. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن. المؤمن is one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we translate the word المؤمن? How do we translate that beautiful name of Allah? Do we say the believer? The one who grants safety and security. Okay, one of the meanings. Okay, Al-Mu'min. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also testifies, as Allah says, Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist. Allah has testified, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the first one who testified that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the beautiful names of Allah is Al-Mu'min. That is derived from the same word, Iman. So Iman, although we translate as a belief, but actually the word Iman provides us security. It provides us safety. So by having Iman, we are secured. We are secured in this dunya and we are safe in this dunya and we are saved bi-idhnillah on the day of judgment. This is what Iman means. Okay. The second word is Islam. The word Islam. Okay. Let's begin with the root letters of the word Islam. What are the root letters? Seen, Lam, Mim. Salim. Okay. Or Silm. What does it mean? Submission is one. Another one. Peace. Okay. Silm, peace. Or Salm is peace. Okay. And Islam means peace, again, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has defined it, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. The true Muslim is the one from whom the other people are saved and they are in peace. And they are saved from his tongue and from his hands. Okay? So, the word Islam and word Iman, in that sense, they are very close. Okay, and Islam, how do we define Islam? What is the definition of Islam? Submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam define Islam in Hadith Jibreel? Yes, you have five pillars. What is the first one? Shahadatain. Okay, two testimonies, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasul, both together. You can't separate them. You can't say that both together is one pillar. Both together. It's not the first one, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. No. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. Both together is one pillar. And then the second pillar is what? Salah. Third one, zakah. Fourth one, Sawm Ramadan, fasting of the month of Ramadan. And fifth one is Hajj. Okay. So these are the five pillars of Islam. When someone who did not believe in Allah, someone who did not believe in the religion of Islam, when they accept, when they want to adopt this religion, what do we say? Person has entered into the fold of Islam or into the fold of Iman? Why not Iman? Why don't we say the person has become mu'min? Come later. Okay. The brother is saying that Iman comes later. So you enter into the fold of Islam and then Iman comes later. Okay, the person hasn't done the Amal al-Salih yet. That's why he enters into the fold of Islam. Okay. So I would put the counter argument. His testimony of faith when he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuli. Is this Amal al-Salih or not? Yeah. So why don't we call him mu'min? If he's not entering into the fold of Iman, then does it mean that all those commandments of Allah, when Allah says in the Quran, for example, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, or you who believed, yeah, Allah used the word Iman, or you believed, the fasting has been prescribed on you. Okay, so does it mean that fasting is for later stage? Okay, so you need to understand this. Iman and Islam are exactly the same. There's no difference between Iman and Islam. When? Not all the time. Okay? Not all the time. Iman and Islam are the same when they are not used in comparison. Or when they are not used in one particular context. Okay? For example, when you say Islam, Islam refers to entire religion, the religion of Islam. And Iman also refers to entire religion. Doesn't Iman include your belief in Allah? And the first pillar of Islam is what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Okay? So in that sense, when Iman and Islam are used, you know, separately, both refer to the religion of Islam. Okay. There is one more word that also refers to the entire religion. Ihsan. Ihsan is not entire religion. That is one word. Deen, yeah, that is the one word, but there's one concept you can say. That word that's repeatedly mentioned in the Quran again and again. Taqwa. Jazakallah khair. Taqwa. Taqwa is entire religion. Taqwa is entire religion. So the way we consider taqwa entire religion, Iman is entire religion, Islam refers to entire religion, when they are used separately. But if you were to put them all in one row, you say Islam, Iman, Taqwa, Ihsan, or other things as well, then you have to understand the difference between each one of them. When you compare Islam and Iman, then how do you differentiate between Islam and Iman? Then Islam refers to apparent actions. Okay? Islam refers to the bodily actions, the action that you perform by your limbs. First pillar of Islam is what? What did we say? Ashhadu an la ilaha. You say, yeah? The action of the tongue. The second pillar is what? Salah, action. Zakah, the action of the wealth. Saum, fasting, action. Hajj is action. So Islam refers to actions, apparent actions. When we say apparent actions, it also means that they may be iman along with actions, or they may not be even iman with those actions. But the person would consider and would be treated as Muslim. The person would be treated as Muslim as long as he performed those actions and he says Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah from his tongue. Even if there is no heart, is there no iman within his heart, okay, he would be called Muslim and he will be treated as Muslim. What is the evidence of that? Okay, first of all, do you agree with this or not? If a person says Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and he performs a salah and he gives in charity, he gives zakah and fast in the month of Ramadan, he may even perform hajj or umrah, whatever, do you consider him Muslim or not? How do we know that the person is actually Muslim within his heart? We have no authority, we have no capacity to judge a person. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he treat the munafiqeen? How did he treat the munafiqeen? Did he fight against the munafiqeen? Do not know that they are kuffar. Allah declared them kuffar. Allah said, "Innal munafiqeen fi ad-dark al-asfali min an-nar." They are in the lowest level within the fire of hell. Fi qulubihim marad, fazadahum Allah marada. Innal munafiqeen yukhadi'un. Allah disgraced them. He humiliated them in the Quran, exposed them. Allah says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah testifies that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they are liars. When they say we are believers, they are liars. But the Prophet ﷺ treated them as Muslim. Because of what? Because of apparent actions. Because of what? When they came to the Prophet ﷺ, they said, Nashhadu innaka la Rasulullah. We testify that you are messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, as a being human being, he had no way to enter into their heart and to say, no, you are lying. You are kafir. Although Allah revealed to him. But he taught us a lesson that when you see a person saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, offering the salah, giving zakah, fasting and hajj and all the, you treat them as a Muslim. That is Muslim. But did Allah ever call them mu'min? No. Did the Prophet sallam treat them as a mu'min? No. Remember last week I mentioned an ayah from Surah Al-Mujadila, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَادَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جُوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Yeah? Or you believed, when you want to have a secret conversation with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, you must give something in charity. So did Allah say, O Muslims, you should give something in charity? No, he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you who believed. Okay, because he wanted the munafiqeen to be out. Okay, so Islam, when we compare Iman and Islam, Islam refers to apparent actions, including statements and the actions of the limbs and the rest of the body. Whereas Iman refers to the action of the heart. Or action of the heart means the belief. Iman refers to belief. And along with this belief, you have other actions of the heart as well. What are the other actions of the heart? Can anyone name any action of the heart? Yeah. The fear of Allah. Anything else? Sorry? Sincerity, khawf, the fear of Allah, love for Allah. They are all actions of the heart. Any? Haya, good. Haya is also an action of the heart as well as limbs. Okay? So, Iman refers to the actions of the heart. Okay? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sometime in the Quran made the mention of Islam and Iman in order to differentiate between the two. Okay? So, for example, in an ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah says, verily, Muslim men and Muslim women. And then He says, Mu'min men and Mu'min women. Okay? So in this particular ayah, Muslims are different from Mu'mins. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Hujurat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins, they came to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, Amanna. We have believed. We have become mu'min. Qul lam tu'minu. Say to them, no, you have not become mu'min yet. Walakin qulu aslamna. Rather, you should say, we have become Muslim. Walamma yadkhul al-imanu fi qulubikum. And iman has not yet entered into your hearts. Okay, and iman will become strong within your hearts when in tuti'u Allah wa rasula, you obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you start performing righteous deeds, and then you build on that, you develop yourself, and then your iman will, then you will become mu'min and you will become stronger. Okay, is that clear? So when we compare iman and Islam, Islam refers to apparent actions. And Iman refers to the actions of the heart particularly. Okay? And, yes, I was going to come to this point. So when we establish that, apparent actions refer to Islam and the action of the heart refer to Iman, if we were to combine them both together, okay, then we say, Islam is the base, that is the foundation. Okay? That is the basic level. And Iman is the higher level. Iman then is a level that is higher than Islam. Okay? Because you may be performing righteous deeds and you may not have Iman within your heart. Or the actions of the heart are very weak. As we just mentioned, the fear of Allah is very little. The khawf of Allah is very little. The hope in the mercy of Allah is very little. Or the love for Allah is very little. You may be performing salah, but not wholeheartedly. Just to tick the box. It happens. In fact, that's probably the case with many Muslims. They continue offering the salah, but their heart is not within the salah. Okay? But it means that they are Muslim, alhamdulillah. They are within the fold of Islam. Okay? But Iman is not strong. Iman is very weak. In order to strengthen the Iman, they need to continue working on the apparent actions. Then Iman and Islam go hand in hand. They support each other. So the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable you to perform righteous deeds, and righteous deeds with feedback into Iman. Make sense? Righteous deeds will increase you in Iman, in the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, hope in the mercy of Allah, fear of the punishment of Allah. These actions, apparent actions, will increase the actions of the heart, and the action of the heart will help you to continue with the actions of the body and the limbs of the body. Okay? So, Islam is the base, Iman is a higher level, And then ihsan is the highest level. Ihsan, it can be translated as excellence. That is highest level. Okay? Highest level. And likewise, taqwa. Taqwa has basic level, taqwa has middle level, taqwa has higher level. So ihsan is the highest level. So we as a Muslims, as a believers, bi-idhnillah, we are required to do what? Islam, Iman, or Ihsan? Ihsan. That should be our goal. The goal should not be Islam only. Okay? So, it is wrong for someone to say that I'm Muslim, even if I'm not praying, I'm still within the fold of Islam. I continue committing haram, earning haram, eating haram, doing haram, listening haram, watching haram, saying haram. This is the big deception of shaitan. Yes, deception of shaitan. Shaitan has tricked you. You think you are within fold of Islam, and you have very basic level. Very basic level. And you're not going to increase your iman. You need to build on that. You need to build your iman. And then from iman to ihsan. And ihsan, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had described, al-ihsan is what? أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. You worship Allah when you stand before Allah in your salah, when you raise your hands for dua, when you recite Quran, when you do the dhikr of Allah, you worship Allah as if you are what, if you are seeing Allah in front of you. So when you are doing your homework or you are in the class and the teacher is looking at your notebook, okay, would you look left and right? Would you think of anything else? No. You will have complete walillahil mathalul a'la. When you stand in salah and you know and you imagine that you are standing before Allah and that the Prophet said, فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى, even if you cannot see Allah, but bear in mind, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, Allah is watching you. When you stand before Allah, Allah is watching you. You have that in your mind. And if you have that in your mind throughout your salah, then it will help you to have khushu within your salah. So that is the relationship between Islam and Iman. Is that clear? Okay? So we have defined Iman, we have defined Islam, and we have talked about the relationship between Islam and Iman. In conclusion, we say Islam is the entire religion, Iman is the entire religion, okay? And when we compare them together or when we use them in one particular context, then we say Islam is the basic level, or Islam refers to apparent actions, and Iman refers to the actions of the heart, such as the love for Allah, the fear of Allah, hope in the mercy of Allah, fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul, haya, many other actions of the heart. And so Iman refers to those actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us to increase our Iman. Finally, Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, those who have declared that they are believers, or those who consider themselves as believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believed, aminu, believe. So Allah is referring to the believer. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu, O you who believed, believe. Believe in what? Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitab alladhi nazzala ala rasulihi wal kitab alladhi anzala min qabl. Believe, truly believe in Allah. You have declared yourself mu'min. Okay? And now you have to prove through your action that you truly believe in Allah. You truly believe in the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Dhariyat, talking about the the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to punish the people of Lut because of their sin. Lut alayhi salam, Allah says in the Quran in Surah Hud, لما ذهب عن إبراهيم الرعو وجاءت البشرى يجادلنا في قوم لوط, because those angels, they came to Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام first and then they went to Lut عليه السلام. So Ibrahim عليه السلام asked them, ما خطبكم أيها المرسلين, what is the matter, why have you come? He asked the angels, they said, إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين. In another ayah say, إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم لوط, we have been sent to the people of Lut, and we have been sent to the corrupt and criminal people. لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّنْ طِينَ, Allah has sent us so that we can send the rain of the stones upon them, so that we can destroy them. Allah says in the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قُوِينَ, he started having argument or the conversation with the angels. You have come to destroy the entire region, the entire village or the area where you have Lut alayhi salam and his family and those who believed in Lut alayhi salam. So how are you going to destroy all of them? The angels replied. They said, فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The two ayat. In one ayah Allah says, mu'mineen, and then second one, muslimin. So the angels, they replied, they said, فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, by the permission of Allah, we have already taken out from that area the believers. The believers, we have already taken them out, and they are saved. And they also said, فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, we could not find in the entire area except one house of the Muslims. They didn't say the house of the believers. Okay, so this is another evidence of Iman and Islam being different from each other. What is the difference? What do you think is the difference? Why did they say that we have, obviously they were referring to the house of Lut alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah. It said, فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, we have taken out all those who are believers amongst them. But when we went to search the believers, مَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, we could not find except one house of the Muslims. You understand my point? You understand the question? No? So the angels didn't say, we could not find except one house of the believers. Although they said, we have taken out the believers. But when it came to the house, they didn't say the house of the believers. Yeah, jazakallah khair. Because of the wife of Lut alayhi salam. Because in that house was the wife of Lut alayhi salam. And the wife of Lut alayhi salam, she was munafiqa. Okay? She was hypocrite. She was with her husband, apparently, with apparent actions. And she was considered, what? Muslim. She was considered as a Muslimah. But within her heart, she did not believe in Lut alayhi salam. She was kafira. Allah, that is why Allah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. Allah has given the example of the wife of Nuh alayhi salam and the wife of Lut alayhi salam. Allah says, كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ. Both of them, they were under two of our righteous servants. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا, they betrayed them. And they betrayed them in what sense? No, because they were na'udhu billah, you know, prostitutes, or they were committing zina. No. The qiyana, the portrayal here was in terms of iman. Apparently, they showed as a Muslim, but they were not Muslim. They were kuffar. They were kafirat. So that is why in that concept, Allah says, the angel said, فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا. We have taken out all the believers from the area. And when we went to search the believers, we could not find except one house of the Muslims. And in that one house, there were some believers who were saved, and one individual who was not, okay, who was not sincere, who was not mu'mina, the wife of Lut, she was left. As Allah said, إِلَّا مْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَا إِنَّهَا لَمِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Allah said, we are going, إِنَّا لَمُنَجُّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah says, we said to Lut alayhi salam through the angels that we are going to save you all. You, your children, your daughters, all of them. Everyone will be saved. إِلَّا مْرَأَتَهُ. Except إِلَّا مْرَأَتَكَ. Except your wife. She is not going to be spared today, because she was not mu'mina. Okay, I hope it is clear now, the concept of Islam and Iman. So, munafiq, the hypocrite. Although, we may discuss in one of the sessions later on, inshallah, about nifaq and Iman. But nifaq is of various categories. Okay, and the worst type of nifaq or worst type of hypocrisy is what is called nifaqul Iman. Okay. That you pretend to be Muslim, but within your heart, you do not actually believe in Allah. Okay? And there is other type of munafiq, Muslim munafiq, you can say. Someone who does believe in Allah, he believes in the Prophet, he believes in the Quran, he believes in the religion of Islam, but he has the traits of the hypocrites. As the Prophet ﷺ said, whenever he speaks, he tells lies and he betrays, he breaches his promise, all those. And whenever he speaks, he sways, all these. Okay, and other signs of the hypocrisy and nifaq. Okay, so when it comes to the real munafiq, okay, the munafiq of Iman, someone who does not believe in Allah, he does not believe in the religion of Islam, he does not believe in the Quran, okay, yet he says through his statement, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And he says, I believe in Allah, I believe in the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being Allah's servant and his messenger. And he may offer salah sometime, he gives in zakah, and he pretends to be Muslim. So we have to treat him as a Muslim, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand his religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us all in knowledge. Allahumma rabbana zidna ilma. And I think next week is holiday. Remember, this. I was going to say 8th session. Okay, so this is 7th session. So next week we have break, inshallah. And then we'll continue with season 2. And we'll continue, inshallah, with the various topics of Aqeedah. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.